Hi, hello again. It's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Again today, I want to speak to you about safety in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And did you know this? The greatest problem God has with us is not our sin. No. Not our sin. It's our righteousness, our self-righteousness. If we could ever come to the place where we know that we're thoroughbred sinners, then salvation is ours. But not until then. Because if you're always trying to prove something to God or establish your own righteousness, then you'll never ever see the salvation which is in Jesus Christ. And some people have a lot of problems really coming to trust Jesus Christ and Him alone for salvation. And some people say things like this, well, you know, I could trust in Christ if I felt my sins more. Well, that's a damning error. Listen, is your repentance of sin now to become a part-time savior or a partner in your salvation? Listen, the blood of Jesus Christ has been shed to save you, and it's not your tears or your remorse for sin or your repentance that will save you. You are commanded today to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, not trust in your feelings and not trust in your distress on account of your sin. Oh, listen. Jesus Christ and He alone can save. And it was His obedience that has saved it. It was His death upon the cross that has saved us. Could thy tears forever flow, said the hymn writer. Could thy seal no respite? No, all for sin could not atone. Christ must save, and Christ alone. Yeah, says somebody else, but, you know, I feel that I don't really have a value of the blood of Christ as I ought to have. And therefore, since I really don't appreciate it, I'm afraid in a way to believe. You know, that's the same error. Yeah, it is. Because God doesn't say, when I see how you estimate the blood of Christ, I'll pass over. No, He says, when I see the blood, I will pass over. It's not your estimate of the blood of Christ that saves. It's the Father's estimate of the blood. And so the blood of Christ has been shed for your sins. Will you trust that? Will you trust that Christ is sufficient to save you? Well, somebody says, if I had more faith, if I just had more faith, well, then I could really believe. Look, that's the same error again, coming up and rearing its ugly head. You're not saved by the effectiveness of your faith, but by the effectiveness of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not your believing that's the issue here, it's Christ dying. And I urge you, yes, I urge you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I urge you not to look to your believing as the ground of your salvation. No one will go to heaven if he trusts his own faith. You may as well be trusting in your own good works, but Jesus and Jesus alone will save, and that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. Miles loves to hear from you, and our address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016, or in Europe, P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.